From the colourful girls' unit of her orphanage, Andesha Farid talks boldly about the extraordinary personal journey which shaped her view of the world. On the day she was born in 1983, Andesha's home was turned to rubble by a Soviet airstrike. Her family fled to Iran, where she spent much of her childhood experiencing the hardship of life as a refugee.
When I grew up in that refugee camp, I saw many children. They lost their lives due to very preventable diseases like diarrhea, fever, and there was not even drinking water. People used to walk miles to fetch water. Living in such a circumstance with no facilities, with no access to the very basic human rights, like school or medical facilities, it was very difficult. But in the meantime, it made a huge difference in my life as well.
Fortunately, Andesha was able to receive an education, and at 6 years old, her parents sent her to school in Pakistan.
I was one of the luckiest children, or the fortunate children among all those thousands of children living in a terrible situation. The moment I realized how fortunate I was, I thought I should give it to my nation, to my country, what my country desperately needs.
Andesha was true to her word. She founded AFSECO, the Afghan Child Education and Care Organization. Her mission was to provide a portion of the country's estimated 1.6 million orphans with an opportunity to receive a quality education.
All these children who are living in this orphanage, all of them are going to the public schools run by the Afghan government. But we provide them extra tuition. We provide them science classes like mathematics, biology, physics, chemistry, history and geography.
Andesha's work with the orphanage has won her fans all over the world.
Andesha Farid, an extraordinary woman from Afghanistan who's taken great risks to educate the next generation, one girl at a time. And together they point the way to a future where progress is shared and prosperity is sustainable.
Praise indeed from US President Barack Obama, who mentioned her in a speech on social entrepreneurship in 2010.
No doubt being recognized by different organizations from different parts of the world really impacted or made a difference in my work as well. Of course, I feel proud of the achievement me and my entire team we received. It's also a recognition for these children who suffered the most or who are the ones who deserve to be recognized.
Following a brief tour of the building, we also meet part-time tutor Maboba, who explains why AFSECO is different from other orphanages and schools in Afghanistan.
I don't see any other organization like AFSECO that gives, you know, this kind of chances to their children. Like, you know, we have art classes, music classes, different programs we have, and they can be, you know, whatever they want. Everything is ready for them. You know, they don't lack anything. I've been here since many years, so I love helping my mates or my friends. So it's sort of pleasure, and also I feel proud.
Over the years, Andesha says her organization has faced many challenges.
Of course, to provide education for the children, especially for the girls, it's not easy in Afghanistan. Within the Afghan government, there are some elements that do not support women's rights, or simply they do not support women's education. And this is really a huge challenge on our way, because we have been having some difficulties the last 2 years to simply educate these guys, to simply provide the same equal opportunities for both boys and girls.
But nothing will get in the way of Andesha's determination to enrich the lives of the orphans and build a better future for her country.
My vision is to see all these beautiful children to build Afghanistan's future. I would like to see engineers for to build Afghanistan's future, doctors to take care of the Afghans, and teachers, which Afghan people desperately need, midwives, because Afghanistan still has the highest mortality in the world, or physicians, simply to provide education for these children, simply to provide a safe and peaceful environment or friendly environment for these children makes a huge difference in these children's life, and these children make a huge difference in Afghanistan's life, future as well.
Misha Wilners, DW.